On the phone with me right now is Shannon LaRue. Good morning, Shannon.
Good morning, George.
And Shannon, you are from Sarnia, and a lot of people know you here. You were back for Bayfest a couple weeks ago, so you still have some ties here, right?
Oh, George, absolutely. I had a great time at Bayfest. What a lineup.
Now, I know you. I used to coach your softball team. And, Shannon, you've always had great athletic ability, but it's like to see that from like the mid-90s to now that you're a fitness model, you're a carded pro athlete. I'm looking at your little signage here on the end of your emails, like you're a media host, actress, voice artist. I don't know if we can cover every step that to get to that point, but there had to be a point in time years ago where you went from being a great mom and you wanted to do more. Is there a point where something clicked in with you years ago to get this far?
Well, it's a combination of both, George. Definitely a process, and, you know, we talk about it being like the 10-year overnight success. But there was also, when my daughter was born, who was my second baby, I looked at them and I thought, what are the best ways to show kids how to be excellent? And it was from that thought that my journey began about, what are the things that I can do to be the very best that I can and to teach my children to be the very best that they can? And I guess, George, that's the way it started. I really kept my eye on that ball. And one of my mantras has been, make your goals totally bigger than the challenges that face you every day. And it sounds a little cliche, but it truly is what we do.
You talk about your kids, and you are trying to influence them, but you can't do what you do without their support, right?
Oh, absolutely not. They have been all the way along, every step of the way. I mean, sometimes, you know, when I'm training for a show, my carb levels go down, no question. And you know, they need to pitch in more than ever. But they will run with me. They ride their bikes with me while I'm sometimes doing double cardio, because as I'm getting ready for a figure show, I'll have to sometimes do cardio in the morning and cardio in the evening. So we make it a team event.
And how old are they now?
Troy's 14 and Cameron's 9.
Okay. And when you talk about a figure show, you're a fitness model, what would be the right terminology?
Yeah, pro figure athlete.
Pro figure. You have a show coming up on September 18th. You're carded, which means that you have you won some events or have you placed well?
Yes, yeah, I'm a pro athlete, so I'll compete at the pro level at the WBFF, which is very exciting. Their show is, in my opinion, one of the best.
Now, you just don't do just that. When you're going on your Facebook page, there's some famous people on there. How do you get to meet these people, like Richard Branson?
Oh, I have been so lucky, George. Everything from, gosh, I've done the shopping channel. I've had different vendors that I go on as their expert. It's so much fun. But I've been fortunate enough to have a dressing room beside Joan Rivers and then Tony Little on my other side. I tell you, that's a day.
Yeah, that's very loud by the sounds of it, too. One thing you want to pass along, I know you do, is that as much as this is not maybe everybody's dream, but everybody does want to improve deep down inside. It is possible for everybody, anybody in any situation, you think?
Every single situation, absolutely, as long as you believe it. Just believe it, and it will absolutely happen.
And what's the first step you think people need to take when it comes to moving on to getting that dream? Because not everybody, you know, people have huge hurdles in front of them. Is there a first step? Is there any advice you give to somebody who says, you know, I'm not quite happy in the life I'm in right now, not happy with myself? Is there anything they need to do as a first step?
I think so, George. I think that they really need to find a vision of what perfection is for them, or what would be great for them. And I don't mean what is perfect, but I mean what would be a more improved ideal of themselves, or whatever their goal is, and make it real strong in their mind. So figure out what it looks like for them to be better than they currently are, and you will start taking steps in that direction.
Now, your vision years ago when you thought of this, is it now what you thought it was, or does that change?
Oh my gosh, it juxtaposes every single day. It just goes zig and zag. There's no straight road. But I love it. I wouldn't change it for the world. It seems there's opportunity so often in places that I didn't ever think there would be.
Now, you're spending 3 days a week shooting a documentary. You can actually follow that a little bit. You have a video. We've pasted on our Facebook page, mm-hmm. Fox Morning Show Facebook page. And you invite everybody to be on your Facebook group, too, huh?
I would love them. My friend's page, the full. My fan page, I would love if you joined. That would be awesome, especially from Sarnia. I love going back, and I so my mom's there, my dad's there, and I miss everybody, and it's nice to, it would be lovely to see everybody on my Facebook.
All right, Shannon LaRue, we wish you the best, especially on September 18th in as you train for that, and keep in touch with us as well when exciting things happen.
Awesome. Thank you so much, George.
All right, Shannon LaRue, check out her making of the documentary. It's a link on our Facebook page, and check out her photos on her Facebook page as well.